USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House Thursday afternoon, President Trump says he wants to work with Democrats to help people affected by the coronavirus.
Second, we're asking Democrats to work with us to find a solution that will temporarily stop evictions. We do not want people who have lost their jobs due to the virus to be evicted from their homes or apartments. We don't want that to happen.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says kids need to return to classrooms this fall for a sense of normalcy.
Kids need to be with other kids. They need to be back in school. They need to be with their teachers. They need to get on with their lives.
DeVos speaking there on Fox News. That news comes as the American Federation of Teachers Executive Council passed a resolution that says safety strikes can happen if there's no other options. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Businessman and former Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain has died at the age of 74 after contracting COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Herman Cain graduated from Morehouse College in 1967 and had corporate success with companies from Coca-Cola to Burger King before becoming CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He ran for the GOP White House nomination in 2000 and 2004, then got lots of attention in 2012 when he ran on his 999 tax proposal.
Let's throw out the 10 million wearing masks and put in our plan, which will liberate the American workers and liberate American businesses.
For you, USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is praising the closure of a Houston Chinese consulate. Cruz writing in the Houston Chronicle that there's plenty of proof that the Chinese were spying on American cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Violent riots have broke out in Portland, Oregon on a consistent basis after the death of George Floyd on May 25th. Oregon U.S. Attorney Billy Williams is slamming the media for refusing to condemn the criminal riots that have plagued his city in the recent months.
These aren't late-night demonstrations. This is criminal activity. There's a difference.
Okay.
What you have failed in the media have failed to distinguish between... You seem unwilling to call people engaged in criminal conduct as criminals, as opposed to lawful protesting.
Well, some may argue that the way the federal agents are acting is criminal,
yeah,
too, and
well,
we're not saying that.
Argue away on that.
But we're not saying either, so...
Well, so I'm just saying there needs to be a distinction made between lawful constitutionally protected protest and this.
So you're saying the late night activity is that it's criminal?
What I'm telling you is you
yes.
seem to refuse to call something late night activity. This is criminal.
I just said the late night activity that you say is criminal, right?
That's what I'm saying is why can't you call it out as such?
Because I'm not.
You're using late night activity. It sounds like a party. It's criminal.
More news can be found on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.